Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in entertainment, publishing, and community activism. And tonight we have with us author and film star J.D. Howard. And I told her earlier that she really is a woman on the move. And we really have to be about our business in this day and time, because there are a lot of opportunities. But, you know, I've come to find out, you know, all opportunities aren't blessing. But we need to seek those opportunities out, pray, seek, and see what we have. But before I begin our interactive conversation, I'll be remiss if I did not talk about the closure of Five Lines from Harlequin. Specifically, and, you know, I'm in prayer for everyone that it impacts, the writers, the editors, and you know, we all know that there are resources and supply businesses that will also be impacted by this, but especially the Kamani authors, where we as authors and readers, we had a voice in our African-American authors. And I know there's a lot of conversation on Facebook and Twitter about this. And next Tuesday, we're going to have a forum of African-American authors and readers and editors talking about this. Who's Who, Beverly Jenkins, Brenda Kidbury, who is in charge of 4,000 street team members, Wayne Jordan, who was one of the pioneers of Kamani, and Cheryl Lister, Zuri Day, Iris Bowling, Sheryl Green, and the list goes on. But we're going to talk about the state of African-American romance and publishing and Jacqueline Thomas. So stay tuned next Tuesday. It will be a two-hour show because we need to make sure that our voices and our faces are seen. So stay tuned for that. But tonight we have with us, honey, the entrepreneur herself, J.D. J.D., welcome to Read You Later.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hello, everyone. Hello.
Now, J.D., you have your footprint in a lot of different avenues, and I applaud you for that because you really do, in order to be seen and to stand out in this publishing business, and especially as a woman of color, you really need to make yourself known and seen and kind of you know, create your own course. Now, before we begin, can you tell my listeners who may not be familiar with your book?
Absolutely. I am the sex counselor, which is also the title of my book. It has a subtitle, Sexy, Jazzy, Classy, Just Enough Nasty. And it has
Girl,
all of that
you know,
in the book.
Right there. That's a pitch right there. Now, I don't even know if I want to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because I'm sure my listeners want to know. What was the premise of you writing this book?
Oh, goodness. Well, first of all, let me clarify. It is erotic fiction. Nothing in this book, with the exception of a few place settings, because it is based here in Atlanta, are real. But the characters, a good 80-90% of them are all made up. But I retired from adult entertainment and wanted to do something that I knew most about and really give people an insight on who I was crossing over. So I decided to write the book, and when I wrote the book, I was like, okay, so what are these characters going to be doing? And I had a nice brain freeze, and once I figured out, they are going to have sex. So then you think, how many times can they have sex? What is the premise of the plot? And I was like, a sex counselor, because that way I can bring some education, I can bring some knowledgement, I can bring some realness to the table, but also have some life, some real life situations, some drama, some everyday, you know, issues that would come up. So that's how I created the sex counselor.
Now, did you find writing this story, did you find it difficult for you, or did you rely on your past experiences in the adult film world to help guide you, or did you find it a lot more difficult than you ever imagined?
Believe it or not, The Sex Counselor is not the first novel that I've written. However, this was the most intense, and this is the one that I completed and
wow.
decided to publish.
Awesome.
Simply because the first one I wrote was about me, but I wasn't ready to air that dirty laundry. And secondly, that's what everybody is doing. Everybody is writing a book of memoirs or something about themselves. So,
yeah,
I mean,
sure.
People do it. And then, you know, people are doing tell-alls, all that other stuff. The people that I've come across, I came across them for whatever reason, and either they're still, you know, they're still a part of my life or they're not, and a good portion of them are not. So why would I want to break up those families and those homes talking about some stuff that happened maybe even before they got married? You know, my whole thing was to keep families together and keep sexually active beings safe. Know your status, know what you have going on. If you are bisexual and you have, you know, a husband at home or a wife at home and you're still doing whatever it is that you're doing, be careful. Wrap it up. And sometimes if you know you have something, and I say sometimes people do know that they have something and they're so pissed off and mad at the world and God and whoever else because it happened to them. So then they want to go and, you know, share the situation
share
with
exactly.
other people.
Knowing
that they have whatever it is that they have. So my whole thing is keeping families safe, keeping them together, and helping them explore different options. If you're bored, then shit, you got to open your mouth. Excuse my French, but you got to open your mouth. If your person doesn't know that you're bored, then how do they know to fix the problem?
Now, I know, like, you reading your bio and researching you, you're really about liberating women sexually, kind of like the modern day Gloria Steinem, if you will, and you already alluded to that some, where you want people to take control of their bodies and their mind and be expressive and also express perhaps if things aren't going in a certain matter, because you just said that, you know, if you don't open your mouth, no one will know. Now, so let's clarify, because there are some people that may hear this, and they will want to, they'll probably inbox me because I hear my phone dinging now. Is this fictitious or is this a workbook, or would you say that it's a little bit of both, a little bit of country and rock and roll?
It's a mixture of everything. Like, there's some death in there. There's some sexual explicit situations. There's some masturbation. There is some heterosexual. There's some monogamy. There are some trisexual situations. There's police involved. There's parents involved. There's, you know, this person dating that person. There's some HIV.
Girl, you have jambalaya soup.
Girl, you better know it. It's got everything in there. Like, nothing is unturned in this book. And what I mean by that, like, I'm a coffee drinker. So in the book, if you got to read the book, you'll see that, you know, every so often I'll pick up a cup of coffee and I'll be very descriptive. And you can actually smell the aroma of the coffee because I write so detailed. But I write in third person, and that's what separates me from all the other erotic fiction authors. I think in the world it's like 25, it might be 30, give or take, but it's definitely less than 50, and I'm honored to be one of those people that can honestly say I'm one of those authors. So it has everything. It even has a baby shower. It has a death.
Wow. I want to say that also may be a first. That may also be a first, because I'm not aware of a baby shower in any erotic book that I have read. So I want to say, when I think you have captured it all, girl, you have captured it all.
The baby was created by sex. So
yeah, okay. Now, like, what is, like, your, like, you've already given us, like, a brief synopsis or a little teaser of what we can find, but can you, like, word association, we're going to play a little game, dealing with, and you tell us which character or characters really carry these attributes, classy but nasty.
The whole basis is wrapped around the main character, which is Dr. Sonya Parks. She is the basis of sexy, jazzy, classy, just enough nasty. She is a black woman in Atlanta who basically has her shit together, legitimately. She has her own practice. She is a psychiatrist by trade, by profession, but she decided that she wanted to explore a little bit deeper in the realms of homes. And she grew up with a really good background. But even that, this is a series. Well, it's going to be a series. I'm writing part two now. Even that has some, okay, so something don't seem right about that. But in order to find out, you have to read part two. And I should have part two completed this year and personally in stores this go round.
Okay, now, just so if I've had some listeners who just chimed in, what is the title of your book once again?
The title of the book is called The Sex Counselor. Subtitle is Sexy, Jazzy, Classy, Just Enough Nasty by J.D. Howard.
Where? Wow. I tell you, girl, that's a pitch session right there. Now, where can we find your book?
Currently, it is on Amazon and it is on Kindle. I am revamping the cover, ladies and gentlemen. So this is not just a book for females. It's not just a book for males. This is a unisex book. There's some tricks of the trade, and I give free libation classes to everybody that wants to learn them. If you're good, it'll make you better. but you can pre-order if you like. The new cover and new release will be, as a matter of fact, next Monday. It'll be available, the new version, the second edition.
Yeah, I am sure. I am sure just by some of this conversation that perhaps some, like, I'm a book club president, blogger, all that kind of stuff. We had Girls Night Out. I'm having a big event in August, but I'm sure I'm thinking of Mary B. and how she has classes and things of that nature. And it seems like you may be going in that route. And I know some book clubs and other women groups have been able to obtain her and get her to speak and teach. So if people would like to get in contact with you for such services, how can they get, what would be the best method of getting in contact with you?
You can email me at TSC, the Sex Counselor Series. So TSCSeries@gmail.com, or you can hit me up on all social media. It's the same thing, the Sex Counselor _101. So if you look that up, it'll pull me up.
Now, you've told us briefly what you have on tap about the next book, but how can people connect with you other than social media? How can they find you? Will you be going to various conferences, or will you also be on other podcasts? So how can they connect with you?
Moving forward, I plan on doing some book tours over the summer. A lot of them is going to be out of the country. Australia, Europe, France, that's the same place, but Canada, and then a couple of states here in the U.S. I plan on touching, definitely here in Atlanta. But what I've learned is a lot of people in the U.S. don't like to read. They like to hear. They like visual. So I'm going to do a different spin on the second edition of this book versus what I did the first go around. I held back on the first edition. On the second edition in the series, I'm not holding back. So if you believe that it's there, it's there. And if you keep reading, you'll see that everything that you can think of that deals with sex, relationships, swinging, masturbation, anything of the relation in the bedroom, the bathroom, the kitchen, the den, whatever you can think of, it's in there. So I'll be around.
Well, we're going to have you come on for another edition because you were supposed to be with another person. And so I scheduled each segment for 15 minutes, but we're going to have you come back on because you are very exciting. So we want to thank you for your inaugural visit to Read You Later, and we look forward to reading you in the next series. So from my house to yours, thank you for coming. And from my bookshelf to yours, my listeners, I appreciate you and thank you for tuning in. Read You Later. Have a
thank
wonderful
you.
Evening. Good night.
Thank you. Good night.